我们再继续从腓立比书来看基督里面的喜乐。
We continue to study the joy in the Lord Jesus Christ based on the epistle to the Philippians.
今天早上我们从腓立比书查考三点。
This morning, in the Philippians, we learned three important points, three essential points.
第一点就是在基督的爱里面进步，我们喜乐会增加。
Firstly, we make progress in Christ, we will have joy.
第二点就是为基督的工作多受苦楚，我们喜乐也会增加。
Secondly, we will also have increase of joy when we participate and suffer for the Christ in secret works.
第三点就是在道理上进步，喜乐也会进步。
Thirdly, when our spiritual knowledge is enhanced, we will have joy.
所谓道理进步，就是靠近主耶稣。
In other words, we draw nearer to God.
那主就是我们满足的来源。
And the Lord will satisfy us.
所以我们喜乐会越来越多。
And we have more and more joy in Christ.
当我们道理在信仰上完全跟主联合，那个时候我们喜乐就完全。
When we're united with the Lord, we are as perfect as the Lord, and we will have the joy.
所以信主都没有喜乐，这个代表我们离开神很远。
If a Christian believer has no joy in Christ, meaning that he's so far away from the Lord,
没有感受到神的爱,
he didn't sense to the love of God,
没有体验到神的恩典,
and he didn't sense or experience the grace of the Lord,
没有看到神里面的盼望,
or he didn't even visualize the hope of Christ,
那这个信仰当然就没有喜乐,
and of course, he will not have joy.In Christ.
所以越进步的人心灵越喜乐。
A person who's nearer to God, he will have more joy.
而且这种从主耶稣来的喜乐会帮助我们超越苦难。
The spiritual joy we receive from the Christ will help us to overcome tribulation or suffering.
所以我们看古圣徒为主耶稣受苦很多。
If we study the ancient saints, they suffer for the Lord,
其实他并不是这么辛苦的。
Actually, they don't really have to suffer for that.
因为内心有神的安慰，有属灵的喜乐。
The reason is that they are comforted by the Lord. They have the spiritual joy in their heart.
我们再看腓立比书。
Let's refer to Philippians again.
腓立比书的第二章。
Chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章
Philippians chapter 2
第一节
Verse 1
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉爱心有什么安慰圣灵有什么交通心中有什么慈悲怜悯第二节
Verse 2
你们就要意念相同爱心相同有一样的心思有一样的意念使我的喜乐可以满足第三节
Verse 3
凡事不可以结党，不可以贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事情。
Verse 4
也要顾念别人的事情。第五节。
Verse 5
你们应当以基督耶稣的心为心。这一段圣经里面，特别在第二节里面，保罗这样说。
In this passage, especially in verse 2, Paul said,
说使我的喜乐可以满足
Fulfill my joy.
那保罗在这里提到这个喜乐满足啊，就是指着看到教会啊，非常的成熟所以他觉得非常的满足
Paul mentioned about fulfill my joy, being like-minded, is that he saw the church is in one accord, everybody is so united, they're so mature.
那这个满足啊，我们常常也会感觉得到。
And this kind of satisfaction or content, satisfactions, we can always experience.
在从第一节一直谈到第二节，他在讲正面的，我们应该要追求的。
Verse 1 and 2,give us all the possible, all the positive things we should pursue for.
那从第三节一直谈到第四节，负面的我们应该要逃避。
Verse 3 and verse 4 tell us all the negatives we should avoid from.
那如果正面在追求，负面也去逃避，那教会的生活将会带来极大的满足。
If the believer can pursue for all the positive things and try to avoid all the negative things, and the church will truly have joy.
所以第一节他在讲，在基督里若有什么劝勉。
Therefore, if there's any consolation in Christ,
那爱心有什么安慰？
If any comfort of love,
那圣灵有什么交通？
If any fellowship of the Spirit,
那心中有什么慈悲怜悯？
If any affection and mercy,
所以这里在告诉我们，我们活在基督里面呢，这种生活是活在慈悲、怜悯、安慰、劝勉当中。
That is the type of love we should live in Christ. Consolation, comfort of love, fellowship of the Spirit, and affection and mercy.
那这一切的 这一切的爱，这一切我们所追求的这一切都是以主耶稣为中心。
And all this merit we pursue for, focus on the Christ.
那好像说他提到爱心的安慰。
For instance, the author mentioned about comfort of love.
我们在遇到困难患难别人出于基督的爱给我们安慰。
When we encounter difficulties, hard time, but and the others comfort us with love in Christ.
这会带给人很大的满足。
It will actually satisfy a person.
我们看到一个心理有问题的人去找心理医生，第一个要先付钱。
When we know that when a patient looks for a psychologist, he has to pay.
但是在基督里面，我们看到一个人忧伤困难我们去帮助他，不是为着什么利益，只是为着他的好。
But when we visit a brother or sister who is depressed, and we show our love, not for any not for any benefits.
所以这个是爱心的安慰。
And this is so-called the comfort of love.
这是让人喜乐的一种来源。
It is a source of joy.
那圣灵的交通就是出于圣灵的感动，在灵里面的一种谈论。
Also, the author mentioned about the fellowship of the Spirit. When a person is moved by the Holy Spirit, and they communicate with each other in spirit.
人跟人
，spiritually.
人是群体的，需要彼此都是互相有需要的。
Man live in a community. Or in an organization, they ought to help each other mutually.
那这个圣灵的交通就是圣灵在感动我们在一种彼此的谈论。
A fellowship of the Spirit, meaning that we are moved by the Holy Spirit, to have fellowship.
那这也是喜乐的来源。
It is also another source of joy.
所以我们每一次在团契或者说家庭聚会，如果真的有神的灵在充满感动大家，在灵里面互相的交通完了以后大家很喜乐。
Every time when we have a fellowship or family service, if we are truly moved by the Holy Spirit, we will have the satisfactory joy.
那这种喜乐我们在其他的团契里面感受不到。
We cannot experience this kind of joy in any secular organization or activity.
因为这是从圣灵感动来的一种交通。
Because this is the fellowship of the Spirit.
甚至我们信徒彼此一起问安因为圣灵感动我们彼此问安也会带来喜乐。
Even brothers that greet each other in spirit, we will be and we will fulfilled by the spiritual joy.
好像说玛利亚到伊丽莎伯的家里面。
For instance, when Mary was in the house of Elizabeth,
然后玛利亚问安。
And Mary greeted her.
那这个伊丽莎伯胎里面的怀里面的胎会跳动。
Even the embryo in Elizabeth's womb was so excited.
而且连那个这个伊丽莎伯都被圣灵充满了。
Even Elizabeth was moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以你看那个问安多么有力量。
So you can see that how important when one greet another.
所以有圣灵感动，我们去问别人安这个就是他的喜乐。
When we are moved by the Holy Spirit and greet each other, we will truly have joy.
这是圣灵的交通。
And this is so-called the fellowship in spirit. It's a fellowship of the spirit.
有什么劝勉在基督里面的劝勉。
And also, consolation in Christ.
这个 劝勉呢、啊，就是啊、出于爱心的、
啊。It is also based on Christ's love、
啊。这也带给人帮助。
It will indeed very helpful。
那第二节说
，In verse two，
意念相同，爱心相同，一样心思，一样意念。
Having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind。
首先，我们从一个家庭来看。
Let's look at the family. Look at the family.
如果一个家庭里面每一个人心都不一样
if in the family, if in a family, everyone has different mind.
丈夫跟太太同床异梦
and the husband and wife have different mind.
父母跟子女也没有办法沟通，想法都不一样
and parents and children have gaps and couldn't communicate with each other.
住在同一个屋顶啊。
Although they,
不会有喜乐的。
Although they live under the same roof, they will have no love, have no joy.
家庭的喜乐就是由合一来的。
And family joy is from being of one accord.
那扩大到属灵的家庭就是教会。
And we begin to enlarge each other, enhance, in the entire church, we should have this kind of attitude, being of one accord.
我们会来到教会会喜乐，就是因为教会很合一。
We enjoy the spiritual, we have the spiritual joy in the church because, everybody is in one accord.
好像一个大家庭。
Just like in a big family.
那这个就是我们的喜乐。
And this is, the joy we have.
因为我们同心，神就与我们同在。
If we can be in one accord, in one mind, the Lord, will dwell in us.
那我们仔细看说，你们要意念相同，还有一样的心思。一样的意念。
If we take a close look, of this verse, being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind.
那困难就是人这么多，怎么样叫做意念相同
？And the difficult part is, we have so many brains. How can people be in one accord?
怎么样能够让每一个人想法一样，心思意念都一样
？How can we make everybody having one mind?
心思意念要更新。
And the mind and has to be renewed.
我们就能够查验神善良的旨意。
Then we'll be able to examine the good will of God.
所以第五节在讲啊，说要以基督的心为心。
Therefore, in verse 5, the author says that let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus.
也就是每一件事情，我们试着去揣摩。到底神的想法是什么
？So when we do anything, we should try to find out what is the will of the Lord.
如果主耶稣在这里，他会怎么做
？If the Lord Jesus Christ was here, what he is supposed to do?
那用这一种出发点啊来考虑事情。
If we can always try to think in this way as our starting point,
那我们的方向就一致了。
Then we have one direction. We all have one target.
要达到啊。心思意念一致，方向一致就比较容易。
When we have one mind, in one accord, that will be very easy to handle things.
但是如果强调个人的想法
，if we only try to focus on each individual's mind,
那就很难意念一致，心思意念一致。
That will be very difficult being working together in one accord.
所以保罗的满足啊，他说使我的喜乐可以满足啊，就是看到教会的合一跟同心，以基督的心为一。
Therefore, Paul mentioned in verse 2 that fulfill my joy, being like-minded, having the same love, in one accord of one mind in Christ.
那第二节里面说爱心相同。
Also in verse 2 it says that having the same love.
那我们仔细想，什么叫做爱心相同
？What does it mean having the same love?
爱就是爱啊，什么叫爱心相同
？When we are love, why we must have same love?
提摩太前书里面讲说，这个爱是从清洁的心、无愧的良心、无畏的信心生出来。
In verse 13, it says that the love is not shame, is righteous and clean.
从无愧的良心
have a good conscience.
无畏的信心
and with from sincere faith.
还有。清洁的心
，from a pure heart，
那这个爱心相同就是表示是从这种心出来的爱
，and this type of love， that is kind of love that we all should have，
不是人情世的爱
，it's not because of just for human reasons，
这个人情世的爱要会出问题的
，if we just doing if not this is not a Christ love， then we will have problems，
因为它所产生这个心，从那个心出来，心不一样。
Because he has different kind of mind or attitude.
那这个爱心香炉这个爱啊，是从无愧的良心。
The love is from sincere, from good conscience.
那无愧的良心就是指的没有超越神的话语。
A good conscience means that one doesn't go beyond the teaching of the Bible.
夏娃爱亚当。
Eve loved Adam.
她把善的果子给他吃。
She gave her husband the fruit of good and evil.
这个是爱的行动，但这已经跨过了道理的界限。
She is showing love to him, but she was actually beyond the teaching of God, beyond the commands of God.
后来带来夫妻两个人都受苦。
And it resulted, the couple suffered.
这不叫做从无愧的良心出。
And this is not from a good conscience.
那我们爱一个人。
When we love a person,
我们常常会无所不谈。
And we'll talk to him for anything.
但是这个谈话的内容如果超过道理的界限，
If our conversation is beyond the teaching of the Bible,
那这个就你在神面前良心就有亏欠了。
That means you will not have a good conscience.
那这个爱将来就会发生问题。
And this kind of love will result problems.
所以这个相同，爱心相同，就是我们的爱是从无愧的良心出来。
In other words, when we being of same love is based on good conscience,
你不管爱人有多深，
it doesn't matter how deep you love a person,
你跟他交通的范围不能够超出道理。
And your communication with this person shouldn't go beyond the teaching of the Bible.
什么就是超出道理的范围？
What does that mean that goes beyond the teaching of the Bible?
讲别人的缺点。
If you become a backbiter, criticizing the others, judging the others,
别人的隐私。
Or you talk about other people's privacy,
这个已经超过道理的范围。
It is go beyond the teaching of the Bible.
这个就不叫做无愧的良心。
It is no longer a good conscience.
所以有时候人情的爱虽然很靠近，但是谈很多不合道理的范围，到最后因为这个爱使人跟人之间发生问题。
When the people are together, if they're showing love or in a fellowship, it's not in accordance to the teaching of the Bible, it will result negative impact.
所以无愧的良心就是你不论爱谁，但是你讲话的内容不能够超过道理。
So now the purpose of commandment is love from a pure heart or from a good conscience, meaning that in your conversation it shouldn't go beyond the teaching of the Bible.
那如果大家用这种爱来相爱，喜乐就可以满足。
If everybody can use this kind of love and you will be fulfilled.
但是你超过了道理，你去爱那一部分就会发生问题。
If you love the others, go beyond the teaching of the Bible, then you will create problems.
因为爱心不同。
The reason is that you have different, you don't have the same love.
因为有的是无愧良心，有的是从亏欠的良心出来。
And you have a bad conscience, you don't have a good conscience.
那这个爱啊，相同的爱也是指的说从清洁的心出来。
And the same love also means that from a pure heart.
所谓清洁就是动机很纯正。
And you have a good motivation and correct motivation.
我们去爱别人不是要去控制别人。
When we try to love a person, we don't mean that to control the other people.
因为说我很爱你，所以你要听我的话。
We cannot tell people that I love you, so you have to listen to me. You have to obey my command.
因为我很爱你，所以你怎么可以反对我？
And I love you, how can you go against me?
这个已经不是从这个清洁的心。
It is no longer from a pure heart.
清洁的心，我们爱别人就是要让别人得到好处。
When we love a person, and it will benefit them.
而不是借着爱要控制另外一个人。
We don't mean to show love in order to control the others.
这个叫清洁的心。
And this is so-called a pure heart.
没有隐藏的目的在里面。
And it has a good motivation.
这个，所以爱心要相同。
That's the reason why it says in the Bible that we must have same love.
还有从无畏的信心来的。
And also from sincere faith.
爱是从信心出来的。
A love is the result of faith.
我们拿一杯水给小孩子喝。
When we give a glass of water to a young child.
第一个，他没有利用价值。
And there's no reason for us to use this person.
第二个，他不会回报。
And he will never reward us.
但是我们会拿一杯水给他喝。
The reason is why we give a glass of water to a young child.
因为我们相信这个是神的诫命，我会得赏赐。
And we believe that it is the teaching of the Lord, and we will be rewarded.
这个叫做从信心，无畏的信心出来的。
And this is the result from sincere faith.
因此，爱心相同就是要从这个三个心出来。
So the same love has to be based on these three important conditions.
从对神的信心。
The faith with God.
从无愧的良心。
From a pure heart.
从清洁的心。
From pure heart, from a good conscience.
那这样出来这个爱就是一样的。
Then we will have same love.
那越多，爱越多，喜乐越多。
And the more we love, then the more joy we'll have.
哦，绝对不会因为爱到结果变成反目成仇。
And we'll never, if we have this kind of same love, then we will always, have the true joy and never result hatred.
好，那从第三节开始就在讲从负面上我们不要避免去做，这样我们喜乐才会增加。
Verse 3 tells the things we should avoid from.
好，那第三节讲说凡事不可以结党。
Let's be done through, that we should, have divisions.
你看英文怎么写，第二章第三节。
Verse 3, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit.
Okay.这英文翻译有两种翻译哈。
There are two kinds of translation in English.
一个叫做 self ambition, 还有一个叫做 parting spirit, 哈。
Self ambition or parting spirit.
那其实这个两个翻译有一点互相关系啊。
They have interrelationship.
哦，凡事不可以结党。
And we couldn't have, self ambition.
哦，结党和
a parting mind.
哦。我们看。
Or division.
美国有两个政党。
There are two political parties.
这个两个政党意识形态不太一样。
And they have a different background.
意识形态 ,ideology.
Their ideologies are different.
所以会弄出两个政党出来。
That's the reasons why there are two different parties.
那为什么说教会不能够结党？
Why the church cannot have divisions?
因为我们没有不同的意识形态。
Because we don't have different ideologies.
我们在教会里面做事只有一个意识形态，就是神的话，神的旨意。
We only have one mind because we follow the words and the wills of the Lord.
神是主，我们是仆人。
And the Lord is our master and we are all his servants.
所以不会因为意识形态不同变成好像共和党、民主党，不会这个样子。
And we will not have like the, political parties because due to different, ideologies, we have divisions.
这是不可能的。
It is impossible.
在教会里面是不可能。
In the church, it should be impossible.
那凡是不可结党，我们看英文这个讲齁，在讲 self-ambition, 齁，这个会跑出结党出来，就是这 self-ambition 就是有个人的野心在里面。
And self-ambition means that a person has ambition, has a personal, individual ambition.
就是有个人的目的在里面。
And he has his own purpose.
那这种的联络，这种的事情啊，就变成结党。
And this will result a division.
好，当然这个我们都知道，都是不对的。
And this is of course wrong attitudes or wrong behaviors.
那第三个也可能是因为无知。
And thirdly, because in loneliness of mind.
所以会变成结党。
And we will have, parties.
好像这个哥林多教会。
Like the, Corinthians.
有人说我属保罗，我属亚波罗。
Some say that I belong to Paul. Some say that I belong to Apollo.
他们都是很有恩赐的工人。
These are all very gifted servants.
但是保罗这个人，他灵性很高。
But Paul has very high spirituality.
他并没有人因为说我属保罗，好像变成一党，他很高兴。
He never feel happy about when people, say that, he belongs, they belong to Paul.
他觉得这个会带给教会分裂。
And he knew that this will result, division.
所以他不知道保罗说我为你牺牲吗？我为你流血吗？
Therefore Paul said that is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you?
你们为什么好像小孩子像吃奶的呢？
And why you are like, infant babies?
所以这里讲不可结党。
Therefore the Bible says that, let nothing be done through self-ambition or conceit.
那这个结党是从内心出来的，比较隐藏式的。
And it is a hidden,
那下面一句话，第三节的下面一句话是不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
But in loneliness of mind, each esteem others.
第二章啊，腓立比书二章三节。
Chapter 2 verse 3, a concept.
那英文的翻译哈，这有两种，另外就是不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
We shouldn't look for the superficial, glory
self,
or honor.
Self-glory.
Self-glory.
就是在教会做事情不是为着个人的荣耀。
So in the church, we serve the Lord, it's not for our own glory.
所以我们看在很多的政党，在很多社会的甚至慈善机构里面。
In this, society, or in, even in many of those charitable,organization.
如果挂了一个名下去啊，这个人就会抛头颅洒热血，什么都可以做。
If his name is honored, he will do anything, even, cost his life.
因为这个头衔带给人有一种 荣耀。
Because this, the title or the honor of making fame, making famous.
但是保罗说我们要避免的。
We should avoid from,
哦，做圣工的动机是为着个人的荣耀。
We do the sacred works if we do it just for our own glory, for individual glory, and it is a rather rather a bad thing.
因为一个人一旦追求荣虚浮的荣耀，
if a person pursue for his own glory or his own fame,
这个团体就会进入纷争。
And this organization will be in chaos.
主耶稣有两个门徒。
The Lord Jesus Christ has two disciples.
他的母亲来主耶稣的面前求。
And the mother came and asked and request the Lord.
求一个能够坐在主的右边，一个能够坐在主的左边。
So one of his sons could sit to the right, and also to the left of the Lord.
那是最重要的地方。
It is the, it is the highest position.
但是当他这样一求，
when she asked the Lord, when she requests the Lord,
那其他的使徒就开始不平了。
And the other disciples are very uneasy.
就开始说你为什么这样呢？
And they begin to criticize her why she makes such a request.
那主耶稣才说，
And then the Lord Jesus said,
我所喝的杯你能喝吗？
Can you drink the cup that I'm going to drink?
但是天国左右边不是我能够赏赐的。
I cannot decide who is going to sit next to me.
第三节，好，再看腓立比书二章三节。
Chapter 2 verse 3.
下面说，要存谦卑的心，看个人比自己强。
But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
别人称赞的时候，这是比较容易做到的。
When you praise for each other, it's very easy to accept it.
别人称赞我们的时候，要谦卑，这是比较简单的。
When we are praised by the others, it's easy for us to humble ourselves.
但是从心里面呢，要看别人比自己强，这就不简单。
But if we can truly in our heart, in the lowliness of mind, and let each other better than himself, it's very difficult.
那要看别人比自己强，常常我们说一个最具体的表现就是懂得尊重别人。
One way to look at the others better than us is to respect the others.
因为你如果看别人比我们强，别人不管什么意见，我们都会听一听，想一想。
If you feel that the others are always better than yourself, and you will become a good listener.
但是我们常常在别人意见还没有讲完，我们就把它压下来。
A lot of times before the others even finish making his point, you try to suppress the others.
那就是因为我们没有看他比我们强。
That's the reason is that because we don't think the others are better than us.
但是这个事情常常在家庭里面也会发生。
And this even happened in a family.
所以在教会里面呢，要喜乐可以充足。
In the church, if it can be fulfilled with joy,
大家有谦卑的心。
Everyone should have a humble mind.
每一个人意见我们都要听听。
We want to listen to different ideas or opinions.
这个就是承认别人比我们强。
And this is to admit that the others are better than me.
也因为这个样子能够感受到彼此互相在接纳。
Then we'll be able to receive and accept each others.
那第四节说，
Verse 4,
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others.
如果看英文就翻得更清楚啊。不要单顾自己的利益。
The English translation rather give a very precise word, own interest.
也要顾别人的利益。
But also for the interests of others.
也就是说不要以自我为中心在考虑事情。
Do not be so egoistic and always think just for yourself.
也要以别人为中心来考虑事情。
We should also be considerate.
那这样，这个我们在教会生活喜乐才可以充足。
Then we will be fulfilled with joy.
所以第二章里面呢，保罗在这里讲说，我们在教会生活喜乐可以充足。
Therefore, in chapter 2, Paul says that, fulfill my joy.
在正面上，我们要爱心相同，意念相同。
Positively, we should have the same love, being one accord of one mind.
彼此安慰，互相交通。
We should consolate, comfort each other, and having fellowship of the Spirit.
在负面上
，and negatively,
不要结党。
And we shouldn't have parties.
不要在教会追求虚浮的荣耀。
We shouldn't pursue for personal glory.
要尊重别人，看别人比自己强。
We ought to respect each others and look at the others better than ourselves.
不要以自己的利益为中心考虑。
And do not pursue for our own interest.
也要站在别人的立场来考虑事情。
But also for the interest of the others.
那这样啊，教会生活就可以喜乐。
Then the church will truly enjoy the love in Christ.
好，我们再看第四章。
Let's read Philippians chapter 4,
第四节。
Verse 4.
第四章的第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说，你们要喜乐。第五节
，Verse five，
常叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经尽了。第六节
，Verse six，
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。第七节
，Verse seven，
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。如果一个人内心充满着挂虑，他怎么会喜乐呢
？If a person have all of worries, how can he have joy？
所以要喜乐，必须内心没有挂虑。
And the person have true joy, he shouldn't have any worries.
那怎么样才能够内心没有挂虑
？And how can the person have no worries?
这里说要借着祷告将你的事情告诉神。
And you should tell the Lord through prayer.
就是要交托了。
And another things we give to the we let the Lord bear our burden.
所以主耶稣应许我们
，The Lord Jesus Christ promised us
要交托。
And we have to submit to the Lord and let the Lord share our burden.
他要担负我们的担子。
And he will carry our burden.
但是我们要有信心把它交托给神。
But we must have the faith give to the Lord.
那这个担子当然有很多。
Of course, there are different kinds of burdens.
好像马太福音里面讲啊，不要忧虑吃什么、穿什么、喝什么。
As stated in Matthew, to the fact we shouldn't worry about our daily food or clothes.
就是为着生活，也担子压力很大。
Because we are all, because we have a lot of pressure and burdens in our life, daily life.
那你的生活不会有喜乐。
You will have no joy.
那要怎么做呢
？And how can we have joy?
就是要交托。
We have to give to the Lord.
你生活有困难，交托给神。
When you have difficulties, and you should pray to the Lord and let the Lord carry your burden.
神看顾飞鸟。
And the Lord take care of the birds in sky.
神看顾百合。
He even took a ticket of the lilies.
在神的眼中，我们只是他的儿女。
In the eyes of God, we are His children.
我们比飞鸟百合更贵重。
We are more precious than the lilies and also the birds.
所以天父更会看顾我们。
And the Lord will take care of us.
以色列民在旷野走路。
When the Israelites were in the wilderness,
他们走的是云柱火柱。
And they were guided by the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire.
神带领要他们走的。
And God guided their footsteps.
当然，这条是比较长。
Of course, it was a long journey.
但是这是神带领的。
But it was under the guidance of God.
是对他们一种操练。
To them, it's a training.
不做都很辛苦。
Of course, it's very difficult.
但是，玛拿不断。
However, God supplied them with manna.
磐石流水不断。
And also waters from rocks.
衣服穿不破。
And the clothes was never torn off.
鞋子也不会破。
And also the sandals or shoes were never broken or damaged.
走在主路上，神就会飞。
Because they walk in the path of the Lord, they are guided by God.
所以要信心，要交托。
Therefore, we must have faith and lay everything in the hands of God.
要一无挂虑。
And we should have no worries.
那祷告交托给神。
And we pray to the Lord and let the Lord share the burden.
神所赐给我们的结果会超乎你所想的。
And the peace of God will surpass all understanding.
那有时候我们会挂虑啊。不是为属世的事情，因为这属灵的事情。
And sometimes we worry not just for the secular things, and also for the spiritual things.
好像保罗在彼得前书这样说，请看第五章，彼得前书第五章。
Let's refer to 1 Peter chapter 5,
第七节
，verse 7.
彼得前书第五章第七节
，First Peter chapter 5, verse 7.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神。因为他顾念你们
casting all your care upon him for he cares for you
如果我们从前面读到这里
if we read from the previous verses
这个第五章开始在讲这个劝勉做长老的
in the beginning of chapter 5 the Peter instructed how an elder should behave
说第一节说这做长老的做基督受苦见证的所以就表示说为着牧养群羊要受很多苦啊
An elder is also a witness of the suffering of Christ. He has to pastor and tend the flock for God.
这个也是指着在教会里面有肩负责任的。
And it also refer to those who have responsibility in the church.
那有时候我们发现这个责任尽不完啊，觉得很难过。
A lot of times we cannot finish our obligation, we have a lot of duties to be accomplished. We feel it's, and we feel that's very difficult.
有一次我遇到一个慕道者。
Once I met a true seeker.
到我们教会来慕道。
I came to our church.
他是其他教会一个很热心的信徒。
He was very devoted, believers of other denominations.
第二次联会他没有来。
He didn't come during the spiritual convocation.
我就打听一下。
And I tried to find out.
说那个人入院
了。His absence, we found that.
男的。
I found that he was in the hospital.
哦，我就问说为什么。
And I tried to find the reason.
他说为教会的事情忧虑太多啊，精神不太稳，入院了，这个有问题。
And he said he was overworried about his church work. He was very depressed, therefore he was hospitalized.
对教会的事情有一种负担，这是一种责任。
It is true that you should share that you should have the responsibility.
但是我们要交托给神。
But we have to give to the Lord.
神一定会带领。
And He will guide us.
所以不要为着教会事情忧虑太多，是我们想要用一些什么人的方法来成就神的旨意。
We should over worry that the church world and let's use our own way to resolve the problems.
96年我到雪梨教会去访问。
In 1996, I had an opportunity to visit the church in Sydney, Australia.
没有会堂。
There was no church at that, there was no church building at that time.
就在就是在这个公立学校租一个教室在那聚会。
They rented a classroom in a public school.
那一直找会堂都找不到。
They've been looking for a chapel for years, but couldn't find an ideal one.
所以有一些比较急的弟兄姊妹啊，就在教会里面呢、啊，就觉得很急了啊。
Some members were very anxious.
所以教会里面就吵吵闹闹。
And they begin to have arguments.
啊，怎么样来把这个会堂找到
？And how are they arguing about looking for a chapel?
今年我再去。
And this year, when I visited a city recently,
每一个人都很喜乐。
Everyone has joy.
因为神给他们找到一个非常好的地点。
And the Lord found them a good spot.
刚好在一个交通很方便的地方。
It's in a very convenient place.
大小也适合他们的需要。
And also, it fit the size they needed.
然后他买的大概是差不多80几万美金，八十几万澳币，他50万美金。
They spent about $500,000.
那里面再要再装潢一下，大概要70-80万美金。
They with the inner decorations and alterations, cost them about approximately $800,000.
他们的信徒数大概圣餐礼领杯圣餐礼领杯大概是80个左右。
During the convocation, those who partook the Holy Communion were about 80.
那为什么会找到这个会堂
？Why they could find this chapel?
有一个弟兄很有信心的。
A brother has a very strong faith.
他为这次事情啊，暗中祷告很久。
He had been praying for a long time.
那有一次，他每次到一个地方去买东西啊，就经过一个会堂。
Every time when he was shopping, he passed by a church, a chapel.
那有时候他车子就停在他前面。
And he parked the car in front of the chapel.
他说他好几次啊，就在车子里面祷告说：“神啊，如果这个能够给我，不晓得多好。
”And couple times he prayed the car that, wishing that, it would be so wonderful, if we could have this church.
已经一段时间了。
That has been for a while.
那后来他们教会就刊报纸说我们澳洲教会雪梨教会要买会堂。
Later on, they advertised in the newspapers, looking for a church, looking for a chapel.
看哪一个教会要卖啊？
So they advertised in the paper, for the church wanted.
结果就有一个澳洲人打电话来
，and an Australian called them,
就给他地址说我们会堂要卖
，and told them the address that there was a church for sale.
他也不晓得在哪里啊，就查。照着那个地址找来找去，一到的时候他发现啊，就是我祷告的这一间。
And he didn't know where the place is, so he followed the directions and finally found the place which was he prayed previously.
啊，整个教会去看，每一个都很喜欢。
And every member went to see the church. They were very happy to see that.
所以信徒大会差不多全部都同意。
So during the congregation, it was almost unanimously voted for.
大家都很喜欢。
And everybody liked the church.
那签了名，缴了定金。
And after they signed the contract and put down the deposit,
那个教会就开始后悔啊。
And but the seller started to regret.
因为那个地段实在太好了，他如果要卖，可以澳币大概100万以上。
It was in a very nice location. Therefore, the seller tried to pull back.
但是因为他是教会啊，他也讲主耶稣的教训了，许愿不能够要。如果跟人立了约，要实行。
But there was also a church, and they knew from the Bible that once you make agreement, you cannot anyhow default.
所以现在就卖给我们了。
So finally, they agreed to sell the church to us.
低于市价很多。
It's much lower than the market price.
所以我们对教会的事情关心，这是需要。
Of course, it's necessary for us to show our concern in church work.
有时候有责任感，我们会觉得压力，这也是正常。
If we have a strong responsibility, yes, and we feel the pressure, that's also very normal.
但是要一无挂虑。
But the Bible says that we should have no worry.
大家要借着祷告，把这件事情交托给神。
Everybody should pray together and lay in the hands of God.
尊重神的带领。
And we should respect and follow the guidance of the Lord.
看到神迹发生。
Then we'll be able to see the miracle.
我们就看到很清楚神的带领。
Then we'll be able to see clearly it is the guidance, it is the will of God.
所以做圣工的好处就是要体验到神的带领跟同在。
The reason we participate in sacred work is we want to sense to the guidance of the Lord.
使我们工作做完之后会满心感激，而且信仰得到造就。
After the mission is accomplished, and we'll be so happy, we'll be fulfilled with joy.
哦，不是圣工做完了，大家彼此伤害全部都倒了。
And if the work is completed and everybody is hurt, and then this is indeed a negative impact.
所以要交托。
Now, we should give everything. We should lay everything in the hands of God.
让我们忧虑交托给神。
If we have any kind of worry, we should give it to the Lord.
然后看神怎么来带领。
Then we wait for the guidance of God.